Trebuie să-i apologize for butchering Norman's name. But I have a question. Is there any better privilege than being in the company of such an amazing poet? It's really lovely. So can we?
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you guys to applaud for Mickey Norman. I said I'm not gonna introduce, but what I was just gonna say is the personal statement about, like, I know all these poets from a very capitalist endeavor, Facebook. And watching Stephen mixing the poetry and the politics with the integrity in both is just amazing. It's very hard. And Mickey and I unfriended each other once or twice in the process of the Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders thing going on there. And I think I blocked your girlfriend. I know she's awesome, but she actually was really trying to defend you, so she insulted me. That's okay, but honestly, I'm not.
She's doing fine.
Despite the blockage.
She's blocking you.
We all have to block it our own way.
She's a fulfilled person. She doesn't need Facebook. You know, like the rest of us, we're all kind of
blocked. So the love and respect I have when I first saw Mickey reading, and he actually influenced me a lot. And changing from being a post poet to a poet who had lines. I'm not sure if it's a good or bad. But anyway, and Norman, I remember, like, I would be posting very angry, racially charged posts. And he just would reason with me and say, like, I understand that this is coming from a specific place of pain. And that was absolutely right. And it was seen, but instead of being mad or engaging in this, like, there was certain wisdom there. And that brings me to the lost person.
The person who was like,
I never liked the word my publisher. It sounded like very like, it's about me. My publisher, Susan Schultz. So Susan is our publisher. All the people, I think, in the room have been published by all of us, by Susan. And Susan doesn't know that I have used to study her Eliatoria Nigoris, the book she published from Seoul. And I never thought, like, she was like always a scary person to me. Like in the store, like when you are very afraid of like speaking with your heroes. And then I didn't know that we would become friends and that I would think of her as my sister, and I would think of her sincerely as a person that I feel the world is safer that she exists in. And that I will, like, just basically, like, push her button in so many posts about white feminism and things like that. And she would kindly do private message me. and stuff like that. So anyway, let us welcome Susan Schultz.
Yes, I've published Steve, Magid, and this Finkelstein character. And I do not have a smartphone, so I'm desperately going to try to read how long I'm taking off of my St. Louis Cardinals watch. Which goes around in a circle. So if I go too long, blame it on the Cardinals. Okay, I'm going to be reading from a newish book, Memory Cards. Each of these prose poems begins with a brief quotation from Thomas Traherne, Renaissance poet and meditator. An empty book is like an infant soul. An empty soul cannot be realized. To realize is to render. What portion of soul is lost to hanging men, to tortures and efficiencies? What portion of loss nets the pain of broken legs, forced to stand on wet concrete? Who authorized the pain meds, our president asked. Questions are rhetorical that are meant to be answered otherwise. He took that as an order. Torture, like the alphabet, orders elements with impunity. A before S before Z, leg before rectum before mouth. He said waterboarding wasn't as bad as fingernail pulling. He used the word enhanced, not to mean penis, but pain. There's rectitude in this, etiquette even. What you do in a small room with someone else is not ours to know. Were we not given the photographs, we might read it as a kind of love. There's too much witness, too little testimony. The digital window owns no soul, has its own brute force. What I see changes me, not it. Truth remaindered, wind, palms, bird song, weed whacker drone. 19 December 2014. Things unknown have a secret influence on the soul. He'd been on the street for years, the vet. Big Island, six kids, all through college, full Hawaiian. A medic, he'd seen too much death. Vietnam didn't take him, but Afghanistan, his daughter. Major at 22, lawyer for men accused of rape, blown apart by an IED, brought home in a box. His hands measure it for me. Small. He tried to jump in the hall with it. What matter Google cannot trace her, that the photos fail, the hometowns, the age, the rank. Why I want the accuracy of fact, not dream work. There are invisible ways of conveyance. What we do in saying is more than what words allow us. Kalailoa, 19 December 2014. That was at a vet center at the old Barber's Point on Oahu, and Kalailoa is the original Hawaiian word for the place. Nor shall the air itself be counted anything, even in wind you hear before it touches. Our sick cat sits on a maroon pillow. He can't hear the wind, though he feels us when we come home. Yesterday, he tottered in from his sunny spot on skinny legs. We've started talking to him about the end, which is an end for him, but not for us. What does a cat know of mortality, of the speeches we make before and after, of the poems devoted to dying? My brother should never have had a gun, a woman yelled. More dead in one place than the sheriff had ever seen. Death is rarely nonviolent, the cat knew that. Done slowly enough, it lingers like perfume in the carpet. We know us better as he dies. Take the brush and comb out his unkempt fur. Scratch his chin. He still likes it, so let him live. 9 February 2015. For all eternity is at once in him, both the empty durations before the world was made and the full ones after. Between before and after is this last day. There's a round stain on my meditation cushion where the cat peed. It forms a perfect circle, a knot of black thread precisely at its center. A tuft of his orange fur shows at 9 o'clock, a wisp of dead grass just past noon. There's no calendar for poems I write, only artifice. But this day will end when the vet comes with her needle. These will be your traces, body elements, the odd fruits of your dying. In Lawrence, an admirer preserved William Burroughs' turd and put it on display. Matter matters, but not in that way. Amani Pemehon, for tortilla with love.
date February 2015. The cross is an intersection of streets in Kaka'ako, is a line of tents in Kalihi, is Hei'i a stream beside the man on the bike's hutch. A bottle dipped in the stream was all I saw beneath his tarp, old white guitar laid on top. Intention is the mother of empathy, of which there was none. The man with the white guitar plays things we want not to see. He plays for an audience of egrets, of passing trucks pulling boats, of workmen on the bridge. He plays for taro farmers in the valley. He plays for the invasive mangroves, the mountains we cannot remember origins of, the point of land the dead leaped from. He's the still point a surveyor might use to mark the boundaries we've made of this land. He's the story for which there is no arc, no denouement. Ignore him. He's no threat to your commerce or your joy. 5 April 2015. They require it both by desert and desire. When privacy is corporate, we queer capital with photos of our mothers. She failed to see that others acted too. Theirs was true happiness while hers was posed. The last photo shows a lone woman on a bench. She was herself in another. Split screen inside the screen, as if the stillest of photos contained a plot. Radica watches Columbo mostly from his basset hound, who has no name. A rich artist, his grin crooked as his soul, kills his lover but loses the flower from his lapel. It's not suicide if the parrot dies. 11 May 2015. Radica's my daughter, by the way. Oh, let me so long eye thee till I be turned into thee. He sees their stringy, hairy legs twisting in his head and birds that kamikaze the heart. He sees them in his bedroom weaving. They float in air, cause small eclipses of the sun on their dew-drenched webs. What we see as beauty in the woods is horror in the mind. The doctor would have preferred hiding from students their diagnoses of schizophrenia. Mind is not intended to be world, but to enter it like an insect. We crawled on the forest floor pretending to be ants. Now ants have invaded his head. Everything that moves disintegrates. When you tap the web with a stick, a spider sends thread into air and sails out upon it. This is call and response. When you are not yourself, the spider's keeper. When nothing's left, you will know you are real. 31 May 2015. Okay, this one will be for Norman. It's got Radica in it again. This body is not the cloud, but the pillar assumed to manifest his love unto us. I found a notebook of Radica's early English phrases. In it, I said the word Buddha, pointed out Buddha's head, and she said, mouth. She pushed a toy car towards me, said, Buddha. The E changes A from car to care. Compassion's a machine that sounds our voice, pre-linguistic and post-industrial. To hand out is to act. I took the styrofoam box in my two hands and placed it beside a man sitting on the sidewalk. It felt like ritual, like obeisance, too little, too late, and yet. If he sits in front of a business, he can be arrested. If he sits across the street from a business, he's subject to a sweep. A subject is agent to an action. In the past tense, it's disabled, swept. Oh, Grandfather Joseph, was that you on Hotel Street? Or do you still somewhere walk the streets of Pittsburgh? Your signed copy of Hamlet sits on my shelves, I knew you only through my mother's words, which were not kind. I have no idea. Okay, let's just pretend I started at 20 after. Oh, let the spirit of truth dwell with me. And then little matter for any other comforter. This actually is an elegy to a former colleague of mine with whom I had a fraught relationship. Anyway, she was both wonderful and fraught. And I published a sequence of her sonnets about Ireland, so that may help. Oh, let the spirit of truth dwell with me, and then little matter for any other comforter. What finally matters is what is not matter. To describe what I hear, thrush, and weed whacker is to dematter this morning's minions. Minions, the little boy on a boat sang out. Is she your minion, my daughter asked. Don't give us dominion over. Reduce us to the dust that stands in as last matter. Mother, to mend is to matter. Nell would rhyme mend with rend, but the rending always came first. After her death, we're left to remember, remend. What remains is ardor's aura, a difficult wake. Her Ireland need not be ours, but it is unimpeachably green. To meditate on matter in your tradition, Tom, makes for an awkward fit. But the awkwardness is material, brown plastic wedge under a door that props it open. Don't kick it out. The slamming shut is loud sound. In memorial, Nell Altizer, 23 June 2015. And I would like to finish just with a piece that I wrote way back when. Sometime after 9/11, I had a friend, Aaron Bells, big Cardinals fan, and he told me he hadn't seen the towers falling. It turned out he saw it once, and then he decided not to watch anymore. And I thought, that's really strange. He must be the only person in the United States who's not traumatized. So I wrote The Untraumatized Man. And I know these days, during this election cycle, we all sometimes wish that we were untraumatized by the color orange. The one untraumatized man refused to turn on his television that day. He did not see the people falling, or the towers falling, or the ashes falling, or the falling of light into grief. Perhaps he saw some shadow of it in the faces of those he passed on the street, as if the rays of other people's televisions permeated their skin, backlighting their silences, their stumbling. How does the untraumatized man define the word neighbor? To what nation does he belong if his memory has not failed, but does not in the first place exist? One imagines the untraumatized man playing ball with his son in the park. It is just spring, and the purple and the yellow flowers blossom. If the newspaper is his daily prayer, he has failed to utter it. If there is an ethics of memory, his is incomplete. If we are bonded by our trauma, he stands alone. Guard the untraumatized man, for he proceeds and follows us. So thank you everyone for coming.
And for Wilson for being here and making this happen.